Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov. I'm in Montecito, California. And the first thing I want to say is I salute all you California praying people, WWPs, for being here so early in the morning with us. This morning, I like to get up, you know, sometime before prayer time. So that means pretty early in the morning. And I salute you and those in Hawaii and those in other places who are so faithful to join us. Let's check and see if Brother Max is here.
Yes, I'm here. And I've been up since 1:30 a.m. I went to bed at 8:30 and I got up at 1:30 a.m. So
that's very much...
That's 11:30 your time.
We've got
that's 11:30 your time.
Yes. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Max, I trust all is well with you. We're going to be praying this morning about some of the things that... I have a scripture this morning that my eyes just fell on. And it fell on them because I opened my Bible to Ephesians. We're going to be talking about authority today, and there is a scripture there, verse 10, we are his workmanship, created, this is chapter 2, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before prepared or ordained that we should walk in them. So in our lives, after we're born again, there are good works that are assigned to us. And this is a good work, this prayer that we pray together. Brother Max has good works assigned to him in Minneapolis and there in Jordan and in many places. Migdal Arbel in Israel is a good work we've been assigned to. And we're here in sunny Southern California. I flew out of... made a mad dash to get out of Texas, flew to home in Missouri, couldn't get a flight out of Missouri before the storm, so Shelley and I did one load of wash, got in the car, drove 3.5 hours to Tulsa, and then flew to California on Friday so that we could miss the storm, and thank God we did. Thank God we did, because we've been here and able to get ready. Because we're going to launch a good work out here. We're going to launch a work, a new church in Montecito, California. Tonight, we're going to begin and I know a lot of you are coming, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at the Hilton Santa Barbara Beachfront Hotel, 633 East Cabrillo, C-A-B-R-I-L-L-O, Boulevard, Santa Barbara, California. We'll be here at 7 p.m. tonight, tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., and tonight at 7 p.m. Brenda and Tony didn't get out before the storm, so they were not able to get in here until very late in the night, probably in the morning, in fact. But I'm going to be ministering tonight, and tomorrow morning we'll be ministering as well, but then Brenda's going to lead us in prayer. This prayer is very, very important to God. He's talked to us a lot about it lately, about what it means for us to stay connected. And I want to read some scriptures here. He told us last week in the morning, talking about our prayer together, and he said we belong together, and we're to stay together in his spirit for the importance of the days ahead. Follow my lead and continue to pray with my prophet and friend for the breakthrough as you take your authority in me. When we get to praying about this meeting, and we're going to be getting to it later, we're going to be praying about the breakthrough. And then we're going to be praying concerning Iran and concerning our president. But before we get to that, I'd like a report on from Brother Max on Minneapolis. I know that prayer is going forth there. I know that Sister Lynn Hammond has been leading prayer almost every day. And so could you give us a An update, please, Brother Max.
Yes, I believe the president kind of hit the brake, but he's still behind the wheel, put it that way. So things are more peaceful in the last 24 hours. There's people, you know, protesting here and there, but I believe, you know, God's will for Minneapolis will come to pass. And we are praying here in the church. We have a prayer call almost every day also.
Good.
I believe Bruce from Canada praying. Brother Jack from Missouri also been praying, and we've been joining him when we can. But, you know, I see just the breakthrough is happening in downtown Minneapolis. I just see it, and we all see it. All mm-hmm. of us. The church in Minneapolis is really seeing the glory of God. And we will be here tomorrow again at 6:30 p.m. We will be praying or going over the word. Thank God the temperature is like 1 below right now, better than 23 below.
You got a warm spell, do you?
Yeah, supposed to go like 10 above today, but yeah, I don't think we're going to go below zero for the next 10 days and no snow, and it's supposed to be sunny. Praise God. You know, God as well is, I mean, His will it will come to pass. It will come to pass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen how people kind of united together, the church is united together, and this is exactly what you're talking about. Miss Billy, you know, the mm-hmm. Sister Lynn Hammond is praying, Living Word is praying, we are praying, every group, every Bible study now, they actually don't do Bible study, but they just, you know, they share the word, but they pray for the
yes,
Twin Cities.
Emphasis and, on prayer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we're not giving up. The Lord told us not to give up and stand together in unity. Praise the Lord. So it's all good. Praise God.
Yes. I know, now, concerning the thing in Iran, which is so horrible,
yeah.
it's beyond imagination. You can't possibly think that it could happen, that men could do to other men, especially their own countrymen, what they're doing over there. It has to be Satan himself that has possessed them. They are possessed of the devil. I talked to Brother Guy yesterday, in Israel, and Brother Guy Leibowitz, you know, our wonderful guide and friend, you know him well. And he had a man that he asked him to guide him, and he took him, who was a former member of the Revolutionary Guard. That means he was Iranian, and he was in that Revolutionary Guard, you know, that army of Iran. And he noticed a friend, he had a friend that he saw a big difference in that man's life, come to find out that man had come to Jesus. Well, then the man that guy was guiding, he saw a vision of Jesus. Oh, Jesus is appearing to people. He is appearing to Iranians. He is appearing to Muslims all over this world. I'm sure he's appearing to others who are in other religions, false religions, things that we don't know. But we're particularly aware now of his appearing to Muslims and Iranians. And this man had an appearance of Jesus, and of course he became born again. Well, he came to Israel, and he wanted Guy to take him to the north, up to Misgavam. You know there, at that place at the very north, Max. And
yeah.
he wanted to pray, because Hezbollah is the one who's in southern Lebanon, and they are an army, actually, of Iran. Hezbollah is well organized. And he wanted to pray for those soldiers up there. And that just touched me, because here he had been a part of the Revolutionary Guard, who was at one time wanting those Hezbollah to conquer. And then he wanted to go up there. And here's a Jew telling me, a Jew, Guy, telling me that this Iranian Muslim former had a vision of Jesus and wants to go to the border and pray for the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers. So, oh, my folks, you know how God tells us all the time, Brother Max and everyone else, that we don't see what he's doing, but he's working.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes. I mean, the prince I met in Bahrain, and the other guy I met in Saudi Arabia. I think the one he's talking about, I know of him, but I met one of his closest people in Riyadh a couple of months ago, and I heard about him. You know, the Lord is really appearing to Muslims. The other thing is the Houthis are planning for like maybe over a month now. They made commitments over themselves, like they are going to cross through Jordan and go to Israel. Well, that is not going to happen. Everybody is aware of them, and they know what the Houthis is trying to do from Yemen. I'm talking about the Houthis. You see, the devil is just gathering all these people. You know, it's not the people. It's, you know, what's moving in them or get them motivated, put it this way, between Saudi Arabia and different countries and Iran and people from Syria. And there's two guys actually across the border from Jordan yesterday, and they went to Israel. I'm not sure. I didn't really get the full report. But, you know, the Lord is really watching over Israel. The Lord is watching over even Jordan. The Lord is watching over the church, over the land of Abraham. And he's been telling us in a prayer call that their plan will not succeed. He's been telling us very specific. They will not succeed.
Mm-mm.
Amen. I just want to share these things with you guys. And also, you know, Iran just really, there is something is going to happen. And I know I can't really go in details, but something is going to happen because that's not, if people think like, you know, our government is taking it easy or any of that, they cannot really put their plan out. They have to,
no.
Just like what happened in Minneapolis yesterday. I mean, same exact thing. Okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. All we can, I mean, we'll just have to pray. And God is moving. Praise the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. I watched a video on a Prince Khalid, Khalid.
Khalid,
from the Emirates. And he was very, very, very wealthy, of course. They all are. And he used his money because his father taught him, don't use your money like the Westerners to become, you know, decadent, but use it to promote Islam. So he had so much money, and that's what he did all over the world, build mosques, build all kinds of things. And then he decided that he was going to mock Jesus. And he got a place that seated 5,000 people. He studied Christianity to mock it. And he mocked Jesus and called him a weak God, a God who would want to worship a God who died. And so then just a day or two after that, Jesus appeared to him, didn't say anything. And then a few days after that, he appeared to him and Jesus spoke to him. The words were magnificent. The words were, I didn't die because I was weak. It took strength to die. I died because I was strong, and I took the sins of the world, and it was just amazing. And so now this man is turned, you know. So God is doing that. He's doing wondrous things. But he always tells us to pray. And I want to read a few of the statements concerning authority that he gave us last week. Excuse me. He said, continue to pray together for a breakthrough as you take your authority in me. We're believing God for a breakthrough here in California. I'm going to hook on to a meeting that we had here years ago, Secrets of Intercession. You could go on official Billy Brim YouTube and watch the Secrets of Intercession. Watch session one. I'm going to show part of it tonight. And you will see what God told us about California. We're hooking on to that. As God sees time, 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years. That meeting we had was 43 years ago. Once the Lord told me, if 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years, find out what 1 hour is for me. And 1 hour for God is 42 years. So an hour ago, we had a big meeting here in California that was so supernatural, and we're hooking right on to that for a breakthrough here in California for what God says about it. Now, this is what God said last week, and I think it's so wonderful. Authority comes from God. Do you have the understanding of your authority? And then underlined, it is my gift to you, and you should exercise your authority as Christ would have you do and live victoriously in Christ today. Stay connected. Stay connected, church, and take your God-given authority and use it. I called you to be agents of change in this world. It is your responsibility to enforce my goodness over the works of the devil. But you have to choose it to do it at this time of need. I thought that was so strong. Choose it, to use it, to do it. Church, rise up and speak the word of God because you are united with me, Christ Jesus. And that's backed up by the blood of Jesus. Oh, and listen to this, folks. This is how he closed last Wednesday morning. I did not leave you defenseless against the enemy, the devil. And I did not leave you devoured or tormented by the works of the devil. No. After the resurrection, I sat down at the right hand of God. I seated you all, church, with me, which meant that, and then underlined, I gave you my authority to defeat the enemy in every area of your lives. And so this morning, as we pray with our understanding, we're praying for breakthrough. Breakthrough here in California, because God's will for it, as he showed Sister Wilkerson, is entirely different from the things that have been happening out here. He said it's going to be in the camp of the Lord. We're praying for, of course, Minneapolis, a breakthrough there, a release from the strong man, a throwing over of the evil strong man who's been behind all this business there. And we're praying in with the authority of the believer for the President of the United States of America. Something, folks, has to give in Iran. We don't know what it is exactly. I don't know what it is that's going to happen, but I do know one thing. The President of the United States has a country filled. There's so many believers here, so many who have been seated at the right hand of the Father, you and me. And we're going to use our authority to pray for him today. We're going to pray for his direction, that he will know what to do, that he will clearly, Jesus will think through his mind, and he'll make the right decisions. There won't be confusion. Well, let's just begin. Heavenly Father, here we are. We're united. You told us we are, and so we are. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift our voices united. Some so early in the morning, wherever they are, some mid-morning, some may even be nightfall. But, oh God, we're meeting up around the throne. We're lifting our voices to you in united prayer. That united prayer in the Bible shook the building. The power of God shook the building. And, Father, you said to us that we have got the power, this authority that you've given us for change. You've called us to be agents of change, you said, in this world. There's some things we want changed, Lord. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift our united voices together for you in there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We know the prayers are praying, and we know you're hearing, and we know you're answering. There is no doubt about it. We know those devils are on the run. We know you're empowering the believers there. We know that the heavenlies are being shaken. And, Father, here in California, we know that what you have willed and what you have revealed, and you've sent, like, California and Minneapolis, both of those places, you have sent the strongest of believers through the years. You have sent praying people through the years. Oh, Father, Azusa Street and Amy Simple McPherson, and oh, Father, in the name above all names, you have done so much. And oh, Father God, in the Makoya, we're going to see it again. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our President Donald John Trump. Jesus, he's just a man, as you well know. But oh God, you embody men. You came and you were God in a man. And now you came and you died and you bled and you rose again and you're seated at the right hand of the Father so that you can dwell in us and we can dwell in you. And we do know, I do know, we're right there beside you. I do know we're seated with you in the heavenlies. I do know we're in the presence of the Father and you're in us. Father, you ask us, do you understand? Well, Father, in a minute way we do, but not like we fully should, probably. Not like we fully could, but help us to understand. Help us to understand. Help us to flow in the authority of the believer. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we can know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power toward usward who believe. And, oh, Father, we're just so thankful that you're helping us understand this power, this resurrection power, the same power that you exercised when you raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling in us. And, oh, Father, that power lifted him right up to your right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all to the ecclesia of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we raised together, Lord, when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. For you, Father, according to your great love, or with you loved us, and your mercy and your chesed. When you raised, quickened the head, you quickened the body with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body to with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And right now, Father, we're going to use that authority. You said to choose it and do it, and we choose it right now, and we do it right now. And first of all, we take that authority in Jesus' name, and we say, all together, bound together from coast to coast, from Canadian border down to the south, and we also are joined by dear brothers and sisters throughout this earth in other countries, and in the name above every name, we say to you, Satan, you listen to us. You listen to us. You, Satan, and your evil cohorts. You, Prince of Rondola Makaya over Minneapolis. You, strong men, are weakened. The saints of God have gone to the throne concerning you, and your power is toppled in the name of Yahovah Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You let loose of those people that you've had in your bondage. We do say to that, in the name and by the blood of the Lamb, Minneapolis will be what God has decreed she should be. Minnesota will be what God has decreed she should be. California shall be what God has decreed she should be. You demon princes that have attempted to Sapondala Makaya, make yourself a stronghold over this little city of Montecito. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you. Not just we who are here and who will be at the meeting, but everybody on this call. And we do constitute an army of God. He has called us his special forces. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over you. And we will not let you anywhere near our meeting tonight, tomorrow, or the next night, in the name above every name, or in Brea the following night, in Jesus' name. We do say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers and operations. We have come out against you, and California will be what God has decreed she should be. In the name above every name. In the name above every name, we do say that the President of the United States, you stay away from him in Jesus' name. Right now, we call his mind, Rondala Makaishka Dakamba, free from your influence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, like a helmet of the blood, we put that around his mind. He will not be deceived. He will not be influenced by people around him who don't have the right answers. Even wolves in sheep's clothing, we call for their Arondala Makaya. We call for their demise. We call for them to be taken out of the picture. We call for good counsel. And in the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus, and you cannot in any way harm him, his body, his family, in Jesus' name. And we lift up every soldier, every Mongol military person who's on those carriers, on the Lincoln, everyone who's in any way involved in Jordan, in the Middle East, in any place, we lift them up, Father. We lift them up for protection, divine protection. Oh, God, I've just been so cognizant of the protection of angels. We do call in the name of Jesus for the angels of God to stand strong and Rondala Mahafranga victorious over the demons of the devil. In Jesus' name, we do say to you, we do call into your camp confusion. We do call into your camp in Iran in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We do say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, in Omokombra Hebandia, cease and desist, cease and confusion, confusion, confusion into your camp. You submit, you submit, you submit in Jesus' name to the Most High God. In the name above every name, we lift up every person in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth involved at all in this, what might be a confrontation with Iran. In Jesus' name, we do say to you, darkness, you shall not triumph. Darkness, you shall not win. In the name of Jehovah Yeshua. Now we turn our attention to our Lord God and to the blood of Jesus, which backs up our authority, thanking you, Father, that you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and fitted us for the kingdom of the light. Holy One, so many things need to be prayed for, and you have in every single phone call, you have acknowledged that we are a unit. We are a unit called to pray together. And so, Father, you will definitely use us. You will definitely use our voices. You will give us that wonderful gift from heaven, praying in the Spirit. And we thank you for giving our dear brother the interpretation of tongues. We love it. We thank you for it. We look forward to meeting with you, of course, walking with you every single day. But we look forward to this special moed with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please direct our prayers. Kabina nombra ashanokobre kivranyanda. Isana makoko. Isamata kambali kanga. Mangoro govredie mitata. Ashama no koko kobambi dalagom pravra anyeni kwa. Singoro godoro gohoro kome kadiganda da kombra kadianta da gohori kambanga. Privanyo, privanyo, mans tonomo kwa bara konjono no konjana konjono kobra halakaya. Ishantara, mantoro go behevitia naka. Mangoro go behevatio no koshi dalla cabre. Mangala ki braka na nakabri. Ishanto no kobri kafra na tige gaba. Mandoro go ba pita to nakabi. Ila baratonye me kolo kobre ke di kafra. Ishini kubra fra da shonde li makwa. Gabi da nyoto no kohore kabra. Ma kolo kobi de kangara gadavra bri kongo. Mishino kopre fra ndoro kombrakti anako doshka tapri.
Meto gangalatito. Meto gangalaka pahata kongilika. Mahatito. Bujanya na kwa. Bujuanya. Kaligambra frita nonya. Gene mongonga. Menye ne koka. Menye ne koka. Menye ne koka mia. Ola bahasan ya mera gongoro godio do do gongoro godoshka dangaranga. Le doccia ma to lo covreg di ana go brag di avra catiando do go hoje pettinia. Ma to lo cobre cafro non un nombre cale cacabile tito. E me na qua shana coro padanie ni coholo con braccia. Si baracadaha shantie. Crema nanyote, ma coloco bravra taniana cohoro con bactiana godo bracadagadaisca. Oh, manacchiata, affetto do goba. Paridu brata frondi ne cojua dalla cobractia. Isamannonie ne quale quebre cania ne cobre che ti cadania ne cocca. Bahalito do gobri cafranie ne queri, o no 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 no, breki di cadasca. O le bato freca de con cabile donie ne qua. E gene meno non ho gombre che di gavraca do gombre che di calaila alla toppia. Boscete mica, boscete frondesco dobre che di cacabra. E menù para cavrelli le combra, sanamo qua. E gene nunia non gombre che di gotosqua, ma to de govracchia. Gelebe, ignato, mango le govracchia. Je dico toi, mancio una cosche. Bludura bagno, tele macabre, che de con gravide le cobre, che de con gombre. Pavido hoscetti, ma caiano combre, che de colatia. E li brudu suato da convenie ne cohu, balacchiti, uno cobre, che di canga. E se non ombre, che di cafracchiano coroco delle concracca. Isato, malituta, malituta affizio, ma con te vrdo svuoto lungo baba. Iniene gora code le combragliana cade tagliando le care cantandana con diana godoro godoro con diandere godoce che dara con gaffra cade cantance. I pelle di qua, masco d'ombre tiana codepre. Cavile cora capa. Mantiono cobre di vera caia. Me sono cobre fetinio no cuba la capra cade genie ne guarga davri. E je ne metu juatesco donge le cora cabile co gabri non iota maniacti le codasca d'abrica de gadafra. E se to shabba. E se to shabba la cora con bambare co delle con bregde le covragdiano con genie ne cora co delle campangdiano co d'orgotosca d'abrica de gadasca. Oh, saprata tenge. Masco d'ubri avretenie. Cosco tu brebra con John John Dorogo brafra dan gen gen ne octane con dasca. Mettur go brafra di andor go bracchia. E galaga bracchia na cora co bel vi andor go dobre che le canganga la codesca da bra. Meto, 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 meto. I cafrale combre che dico tosca da brica da collezia tacca bai e menu huba manio toco vre di andoro godosca da brica da cadavra. I calamangama chanterio ma calacanghiene caracaggia. Bella tutto scopo bocciua mu manio no copa. Belle duche con don tuaccia andorogo dorogo dore cambracca de congoraca d'arte andorogo dosca. Glory to his name, glory to your name, glory to your name. Macobi, malito, vandiene. Isiato. Isiato, fanghi.
Moschiando. Mele tu brav na tianu kubri kivanyo. Obe la kaya na kabra kada la kaya. Mashko don break tifik stashka. Oh, Father, mago le di mako palatito. Abila to hoshandiene ne ko tiaktia. Agala ko diakto do ko hovrektian to do ko hoshaktiana ko doshka tapre. Ili kabra kafrai, mashka don shede ko topra. Lord, oh Lord, my King, my everything. Gabalatiano no cobriti di caca, mashone cavade niene qua mato balatitia. Gavicata cohoscendiene coro calacabre di affrondiano cori calico cabre di de congora cadasci. Isite coscia? Ma tutto co bappino danno nombre, ma caianda, ma con la chebbe di covrocchia una corca d'asche. E stanno nel hutta la cai, ma tu lo covrepere dicendo. E le du, ma niene co l'acca, ma niene co l'acchito. Bladu govratio no koshe de koda kabala kaya na kahalaka. Kavida kobre ni kvasho tevle bitushko doshe ni na. Na kobe la kai. Ani ana kobre kadinyo no kore kavitio no kore kodashka danjede le kombre kade gavratio no kodashka. Kevele kohora kapatia. Mashonte, mashonte, mashonte. Kada ko kapra, kada ko onche, kada ko onche, kada ko ule kabra. Kavri kada ka halai. Kavri kala kaya no kana kanga la kada da ko brekte, ne ko jede, ne ka brakte, ne ko de kapra. Ije ne mojwas, ko donche, ne ko toto ko toshka, donche, ne ko toshka. Lord, masito. Masito kinga. E se de gobresca digno na cora cadela coja bigno na coja jaitetia. Doro gamba na ne coja rucoli cadela canga. Adjodega, adjodega, adjodega. Frifagno no qua. Pifragno no qua le cambi de coja jaitetia. Balita la careca, caia na canga la caia na calaca, caia na calaca cai. Open, 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 open heavens. Open heavens, Lord, Shebakyo. Gavidu gumbra, vejo, niele, cobrakya, no copre, che di cabra, fra la macoca, nian. Abele duvri di joa, nian, ne kohoro kobeletanya, ne kohoro kodoro cobrakya, ne kohoro koka kantianta. Sisan chonokoshka. Siligo brefredenya toka braka halakitio. Jenakwa, bediondo, bianda kafi, dala gobrele kanye na kotoko kabra. Ijando lo govrekia na korokorele kobrevre de shanto do gotoshka dabri katakola kanga. E riduce vetere a coprire fratisciando poco voce a calla cappa caianaca. Cavila tua macca. Gavide congora codoce e brecchiette di catasca. Lidovra. Madurugu bappa macca. Mangorogo mangiano copre. Te frigudu giua. E suanti li copra. Cavitoniero non ho coppi. Cabilecce. Mangoro ho fa la pacchene, ne coro cadiene. E se de cala corriete chi fa.
Oh, Father, my God. Mijudu brakafriniano horokobinio no korokobaba katakonieno no kobikatai. Ejanya makola di kabra brakieni di ko. Oh, Father, Father. Mastiano copri chi fagno. Ma la dovrebbe di cuore a pegno, no quasi, e godosca de bracaia, na cola bracatania. Me ne cuore capito con bamba, alla cuore capare con gabi, ti dico scende, ne copre che di otto, no godovre che di catabra. E je ne cahai, e je ne cahai. Ali con brevre di giovata te toco obica la caia na cohola cacca. Bovra ti gendi ne cotohese capra catarta capra. Malatovre che di cahalai. Baladinia na qua. Mantonia me qua, Mantonia, Mantonia, Mantonia. E bora de vrak yana kora balakai, ansyana kora manaka. Man gora ko frekti ene ko dohi shaka palaka da fraka toshke. Sabers, the sabers, Lord, the sabers. My, my, my. Povedinia no qua, tala kaviria no kobra kadishka. E jene kore kari kambra kada gadashka tanche di godoshka tapri. E jene qua, manjena kore kabre nivra kadoshka tanche di godoshka tapri. Pifranjo no qua. I franio no qua frenie e gidigoshua. E gidicambra kadashka dombrika te kavrakia no koraka le kombrakia. Mai oliba, avitio, mangiato. Sumana qua, asena kangara kada gola kambra kada go ole kavinio no korako dimbra kada kadache. I chateau, prakafra gadania, enio no qua, manio no coba da keve, e genemo tua, shedora, cabraki, nanonia, ne cora cadale, caia, ne cahalla. Igela cabraki, ne codo, e shacabre. Misti di gubra, frato, schwa, e turu cubua vrecenia. Mesu tapi tango fie, piesha. Tora mi, glesha tora mi. Vala kohra komba, mecho no kusha, tala kabitio. Amana koko koko benyo no kohra koba, amana koka. Ba, amana koka. Erigari kefre tiandora. Ale manieto kalienu. Oh, precious Lord, precious, 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 precious Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, Father, we would see Jesus. Like those who came to the apostles, we would see Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the upholder of all things by the word of his power, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, Jesus. We praise you and thank you, Father, for this appointment, this moed, We do know and believe that you work mightily through it. And we're thankful for everything you reveal unto us. And we await now the beautiful, wonderful interpretation of our prayers to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Brother Max?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I make your thoughts agreeable to my will. I make your thoughts agreeable to my will, so my plans are established. So my plans are established and succeed. I understand and firmly, I understand and firmly, this is underlined. After firmly is underlined. Grasp, G-R-A-S-P, grasp what the will of the Lord is for you. My will. Okay, I'll read it again. I make your thoughts agreeable to my will. So my plans are established and succeed. I understand and firmly underline part, grasp what the will of the Lord is for you, my will. That is the first statement. Praise the Lord. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Revelation 4:11. Revelation 4:11. Ephesians 5:16. Ephesians 5:16. Statement. The whole full truth, and I speak whatever I hear the whole full truth, and I speak whatever I hear from the Father, and announces. Oh, the rest is underlined. Oh, this is really a long statement. Okay, thank you, Lord. So after announces is underlined. And declares to me the things that are to come. And declares to me the things that are to come. You must you must have the mind of Christ. Yeah, you must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts and hold the thoughts, feelings, and the purpose, and hold the thoughts, feelings, and the purpose of my heart. The purpose of my heart. For you, church. For you, church. Trump. It shall be me. I am.
Just a moment here.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it again. Sometimes I just wanna read it.
Right.
You
must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and the purpose of my heart for you, church. And then was the next word Trump?
Yeah. The next word,
okay.
Trump. It shall be me. I am. So, from the beginning.
Okay.
All truth. And I speak, within us, I speak whatever I hear from the Father and announces. Whatever I hear from the Father and announces. Now the rest is underlined. And declares to me the things that are to come. The things that are to come. You must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and the purpose of my heart. For you, church, Trump, it shall be me. I am. That is the statement. I'm sure you'll.
Yes.
You read it a little better
it.
Than me, you know, with dots and commas and all that. Okay, praise the Lord. Acts, the book of Acts 22, verse 14, 1-4. Acts 22, 14. Hebrews 4, 10. Hebrews 4, 10. Colossians with a C, Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. Acts 22:14, Hebrews 4:10, Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. Okay, next statement. When you pray today, when you pray today, With my prophet and friend, the Holy Spirit or Spirit leads and guides you. The Holy Spirit leads and guides you into all the truth. Into all the truth and gives you understanding and gives you understanding. Discernment gives you understanding, discernment, and can Comprehension?
Comprehension.
Comprehension, thank you, comprehension. So that, okay, versus underline, after that, you are preserved, what's that word?
Spell it.
Preserved.
Preserved.
Reserved, means, thank you.
It means kept safe.
Yes, reserved, okay. You are preserved from the sinners of the evil one. Huh. That's a statement. So start with you as underlined. I'll start from the beginning here. When you pray today with my prophet and friend, the Holy Spirit leads and guides you into all the truth and gives you understanding, discernment, and comprehension, so that, now it's underlined, you are preserved from the sinners of the evil one.
Now, is that word, is it center, sinners? How do you spell that word?
The sinner, S-N-A-R-E-S.
S-N, oh, snares.
Oh, what did I, oh, I said sinners. Snares of
right.
The evil
snares.
One.
Snares, it means the traps. Uh-huh.
Okay, snares, S-N-A-R-E-S. Okay.
Right, the traps.
Snares.
Mm-hmm.
The snares of the evil one. Thank you, Miss Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Did I say it's underlined after you?
Yes,
you are
you did.
Preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First Peter 3:12. First Peter 3:12. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Psalm 91:4. Psalm 91:4. Ephesians 6:10-14. Wow, four scriptures. Okay. 1 Peter 3:12, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 94:1. Ephesians 6:10-14.
And it's Psalm 91:4, correct?
Yeah, Psalm 91:4. I don't remember what I said, but yeah, I'm looking at Psalm 91:4. Okay. Let's see here. Next statement is not underlined. Okay. Read like this. Pray for those who persecute you. Pray for those who persecute you, who are cruel, C-R-U-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, just double checking. Who are cruel in their attitude. In their attitude toward you. And your church. Nations. Leaders. yet bless them and do not curse them. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. Pray for those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude, toward you and your church, nations, leaders, yet bless them and do not curse them. That is the statement. Okay. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is all underlined. And it read like this. I approve things that are excellent. I approve things that are excellent. I am sincere. I am sincere in all judgment. I am sincere in all judgment without offense. Without offense till the day of Christ. Till the day of Christ. And you children filled with the fruits of righteousness. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. I'll read it again. I approve things that are excellent. I am sincere in all judgment, without offense, till the day of Christ, and you children filled with the fruits of righteousness. All right. Oh, Lord. So many scriptures coming up, Miss Billy. Okay. Praise the Lord. Did I say that was underlined?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry. I asked because I just, yeah, okay.
Oh, that's all right. Don't be sorry. We're just here to get it.
Amen. John 13:34. 1 Corinthians 3:6. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 3:17. Daniel, the book of Daniel, 1:9. More coming. Romans 8. 31 through 39. He gave this to us before. I remember that. Romans 8:31-39. 1 John 2:5. Wow. You can see. Second page. No, that's it. Okay, I'm going to read them again. Just, you know, make sure people got them down, written down. John 13:34. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Ephesians 3:17. Daniel 1:9. Romans 8:31-39. 1 John 2:5. All right. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is all underlined, emphasized. read like this. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in forgiveness. Receive the infilling. I-N-F-I-L-L-I-N-G. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Walk in forgiveness. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Step into the fullness. When there's two S's, you read it fullness or fullnesses?
Fullness.
Fullness. Okay, sorry, that's right. Step into the fullness and the power. And the power that you desire. Step into the fullness and the power that you desire in my name. In my name, confess that your spirit, confess that your spirit filled. Your spirit filled. Yield to me. Speak in tongues. Wow. Yield to me. Speak in tongues. For the spirit give you utterance. For the spirit give you utterance in the name of your Lord Jesus. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. Walk in forgiveness. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Step into the fullness and the power that you desire. In my name, confess that your spirit filled, confess that your spirit filled, yield to me, speak in tongues, for the spirit gives you utterance in the name of your Lord Jesus.
Could I ask you something? When it says confess, confess that your, is it Y-O-U apostrophe R-E or Y-O-U-R?
Confess that, you. Y-O-U-R.
You are.
Yeah.
Confess that you are spirit-filled.
Oh. That's one word, though.
Is it apostrophe R-E?
No.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E?
No, there's no. I'll send you a picture of it. It's read like you're. It could be you are, yeah. But no, it's four letters.
Confess that you're spirit filled.
Correct.
But it could be Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, which means you are spirit filled, but pronounced your. Or is it Y-O-U-R?
Y-O-U-R.
Okay.
Yeah. While you are spirit filled, yield to me, speak in tongues. Yeah. For the spirit gives you utterance in the name of your Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. Luke 11, 13, 1, 3. Luke 11, 13. Romans 10, verses 9 through 11. Romans 10, verses 9 through 11. John 14, 16 and 17. John 14, verses 16 and 17. Okay. Next statement. Let's see. It's not underlined. I am filling you. Yeah. I am filling you with the knowledge of my will. I am filling you with the knowledge of my will in all wisdom and spiritual, and spiritual understanding. To walk and spiritual understanding, to walk worthy. To walk worthy. I am the one whose, there's an apostrophe here, whose increasing your knowledge to bear fruit. Okay, I'll read it again. I am filling you with the knowledge, I'm filling you with the knowledge of my will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding to walk worthy. I am the one who is increasing your knowledge to bear fruit. That's the statement. Wow, three more scriptures here. Philippians 4:17. Philippians 4:17, 1-7. Psalm 1:3. Psalm 1:3. Galatians, or starts with a G, 2:20. Colossians 2:20. Okay. The last statement, and it is underlined. Just before the signature here. God is released, R-E-L-R-E-L-E-A-S-E-D. Is that how you read it? Released or pronounce it? Okay.
Yes.
God is released within you. Okay. God is released within you by the works, by the word, sorry, by the words of my mouth, by the words of my mouth, it is the word of God. It is the word of God. God is released within you by the words of my mouth. It is the word of God. Trust in me. I don't know where the Lord taking us this morning, but this is what we prayed for.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise his name. Glory to God. I make your thoughts agreeable to my will. So my plans are established and succeed. I understand and firmly, then underlined, grasp what the will of the Lord is for you. My will. Revelation 4:11.
worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Making another translation, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. If you wonder, I kind of wondered, why would the Lord say he understands the will of the Lord? Well, if this is Jesus talking to you, in the Old Testament, when the word L-O-R-D is all capitalized, it's Jehovah, and it's the name of the Father. So it could be, and I'm going to probably write it down in my notes, grasp what the will of the capital L-O-R-D is for you. My will. Next statement. The whole full truth, and I speaks whatever I hear from the Father, and announces and declares to me the things that are to come. And beginning with "and declares to me" is underlined. I'll start over. The whole full truth, and I speaks whatever I hear from the Father, and announces, underline now, and declares to me the things that are to come. You must have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and the purpose of my heart for you, Church, Trump. It shall be me, I am. Acts 22:14. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. I'm going to read it from the ESV. And he said, the God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. Hebrews 4:10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I'm going to look back a little bit on that one.
Okay. What transition was that for Ken?
That was the ESV. It comes from an interesting passage, and it speaks of entering into the rest of faith. You can hear his voice, but you enter into the rest from your faith. Your faith is not, you're not doing it by works.
Which makes sense, Mr. He said, it shall be me.
It shall be me. I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colossians 1, 9 and 10. Yeah, you enter into his rest. It's him. That's what it's all talking about.
No.
Colossians 1, 9, and 10. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that was the ESV. When you pray today with my prophet and friend, the Holy Spirit leads and guides you into all the truth and gives you understanding, discernment, and comprehension so that, and then underlined, you are preserved from the snares of the evil one. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful or observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And of course, it's talking about the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night. Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his pinions or his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The Word of God. Some translations say his faithfulness is a shield and a buckler, and that's all right, but the word is actually truth. Ephesians 6, 10 through 14. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes or wiles or strategies of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's a great scripture for you there in Minneapolis. Bless the Lord, especially all of us. But that's a good one right there. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against the authorities and the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Pray for those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward you and your church, nations, leaders. Yet bless them and do not curse them. That's the first thing Jesus ever said about prayer in the New Testament. I don't think it gives that scripture, but it is. Underlined. I approve things that are excellent. I am sincere in all judgment without offense till the day of Christ. And you, children, filled with the fruits of righteousness. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Corinthians 3:6. I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. I think one of the things he's talking to us about here is within the church, the body of Christ, sometimes others don't understand you and they say bad things about you, but they're still God's children. And he's telling us, you know, pray for them.
He's telling us very much like dealing with right now. I believe mm-hmm. the Lord is really telling us, hey, this is what you're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just in Minneapolis. In Israel, in Iran, in the church, in the government.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Daniel 1:9. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials, the chief of the eunuchs.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:31-39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justified. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wonderful, wonderful words. 1 John 2:5. Whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him, because we have that love of God in us. Hallelujah. Underlined. Walk in forgiveness. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Fit into the fullness and the power that you desire. In my name, confess that you are spirit-filled. Yield to me. Speak in tongues, for the Spirit gives you utterance in the name of your Lord Jesus. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end, the uttermost part of the earth. Luke 11:13. If you then, being evil, that means natural, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? He really wants us to make use of this infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:9-11. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. In fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also quicken, give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
Mm-hmm.
Really wants us to know and understand and move with the Spirit of God living in us.
Yeah.
I am filling you with the knowledge of my will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding to walk worthy. I am the one who's increasing your knowledge to bear fruit. Philippians 4:17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Oh.
Psalm 1:3.
This is a righteous person, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We're bearing fruit. We're like trees planted by the rivers of water. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Underlined. God is released within you by the words of my mouth. It is the word of God. Underlined. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Ms. Billy, I'm not sure if you read John 14:16-17.
John 14, maybe I did. Okay,
yeah.
We'll go back and get it for sure. John,
I looked at it, yeah.
John 14:16-17. I didn't read it.
Yeah, I thought you went down to the statement, but I wasn't sure.
You're right. So this comes after he said, walk in forgiveness, receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, fit into the fullness and the power that you desire. In my name, confess that you're Spirit-filled. Yield to me. Speak in tongues, for the Spirit gives you utterance in the name of your Lord Jesus. Then Acts 1:8, Luke 11:13, Romans 10:9-11, and then I did not read this one, John 14:16-17. And oh, how I do love this one. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, another helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. Neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. See, we're to confess this. The Spirit is in me. The Holy Spirit is in me.
We speak in tongues and we walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, I got another text from Sister Janet. She said you did not read Romans. No, you read Romans 8, not 10. I'm not sure about that because I'm not looking at the scriptures. But, yeah, so Romans 10.
Let's make sure we read Romans 10,
yeah.
9 and 11.
Yeah, 9 and 11.
Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him shall not be put to shame or be disappointed. Evidently, I did not read either of those. So I don't know what happened to me. Maybe I had to get up so early that I wasn't awake yet.
Yeah, I wanted to have known myself.
Thank you for checking, for catching me on those.
Mm.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, trusting that we got all those in, a little bit, we are not going to be, I'm here in California, of course, but there will not be prayer at Prayer Mountain today at noon. Roads out in mountain roads, some of them are still a little iffy, and it's still cold. So prayer will be by phone, and it will be exactly at Central Time, 12 o'clock noon, and where I am in California, it will be 10 o'clock in this morning. So right on the hour, we will be praying. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Okay, I'll see you then. Shalom, shalom.
See you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Mm-hmm.